Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, May 25th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Topping the news, believers in Sri Lanka were alarmed at the possibility of an anti-conversion law. However, Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton speculates the surprises in neighboring India may change that.
We have already seen that the election of a new government has affected some of the anti-conversion laws. Sri Lanka has considered an anti-conversion law very similar to what we have seen in India. Hopefully, they will watch and say, well, maybe we should hold off on that for a while.
Nettleton says their teams are training church leaders on how to deal with persecution, which is expected to intensify. Next, for nearly 10 years, Transworld Radio has been providing a radio and study materials to house churches in China. To date, over 56,000 radio church kits have been distributed. TWR's Rachel Zhang says there's a need for many more radio church kits.
A lot of new believers, they became Christians, and they're so passionate about God. So they just go out and share gospel without the knowledge about God's teaching. They've never been to a Bible college. They've never received any biblical education.
And finally, it was a hostage situation that kept a missionary couple captive for more than a year. It ended with the death of one and the release of the other. It's the story of Martin and Gracia Burnham, missionaries with New Tribes Mission in the Philippines, and it's now available on DVD. The DVD focuses on Gracia and her two children, Jeff and Mindy. It tells the story of life in captivity and how the kids coped without mom and dad. Call our resource line for more information. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.